Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Work, it gives life a sense of direction and provides for our families. Work is one part of life needing an objective toward which to move. Today, five principles on how the glory of God can help us make sense of every area of life. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Erwin Lutzer is talking about God's glory in our lifestyle, one part of which is the work we do.
Years ago, I was told that Ruth Graham, who is now in heaven, the wife of evangelist Billy Graham, used to have above her sink, because she didn't like washing dishes, she had above her sink the words, "Divine service done here three times daily." And it is divine service. Now, sometimes we say, well, you know, work gives us a platform upon which we can witness. Yes, and I'll talk about that, but there's something more important, and that is that the work itself is the witness. The work itself is the worship, even if nobody sees, nobody knows, and it's just between you and God. We're to glorify God in the ordinary things. We're to glorify God in the necessary things. Eating and drinking is necessary if you want to live. And I'll talk about that in a moment. We're also supposed to glorify God in the controversial issues of life. The context of this verse is whether or not people should eat meat sacrificed to idols. And Paul says some of you can and some of you can't, depending on your conscience, because this is a matter that is not black and white. It's not either right or wrong. It has to do with a certain context as to how you view the meat that was offered unto idols. If it was offered to an idol and then brought into a shop and you buy it and you don't know that it was offered to an idol, that's perfectly fine. If it causes someone to stumble, you might think twice before you eat it. And that's what Paul says, in all things we glorify God. We're to glorify God in the television programs that we watch. We're to glorify Him in our relationships. Because universally, whatever you do, do in the name of Christ, giving glory to Him. All right, all that by way of introduction. Now what I'd like to do is to give you five principles that will help you to understand the glory of God in your situation. It may be the glory of God where you work, if that's what we were talking about, and we were, but it also may mean the glory of God in your marriage, the glory of God in the tough time that you are going through, the glory of God in all of life, because remember, nothing else matters. Ultimately, your happiness doesn't matter. Your success doesn't matter, however important it may be in a certain context. Only the glory of God matters. But how do we do it? I'm so glad that you're asking that question, because I thought you would. One other verse before I give you the five principles. Keep your finger there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, but then turn to Ephesians. This is a remarkable passage of Scripture. People say the New Testament condones slavery. The New Testament clearly is opposed to anything that we would call today the slave trade. And slavery is an evil. But when Paul was writing about slaves, remember this, there were 40 or 50 million slaves in the Roman Empire. There was no way that they could begin to organize to cast off the injustices that they were facing. Many of them had good masters, many of them had bad masters. So in no way do we mitigate or try to water down the evils of slavery. But in this context, people were slaves and they were locked into a system. Notice what Paul says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. not by way of eye service, that is, working only when somebody is watching, as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he be slave or free. Wow, talk about an explosive passage. For slaves. Think of the slaves. I mean, many of them were intelligent, but they never had an opportunity to study. Many of them, their aptitude lay perhaps in the more intellectual side, but they were expected to do slave labor. In that situation, they can also see the glory of God. And here now are the five principles. And I know that you don't have time, or the space, I should say. You have plenty of time, but you don't have space necessarily to write them down. And I want you to feel free today. I give you permission to write all over the bulletin, wherever you can find a strip of white. Because these principles should be laminated, put on your refrigerator, put at your bedside, and maybe reviewed every day, that you might see the glory of God where you are. Are you ready? Are you ready? Everybody ready out there? Sometimes I think I'm alone up here, and I just need to make sure that I didn't get any coffee this morning. And I said to somebody, did you hear about the preacher who dreamt he was preaching? And then he woke up and found out he was. Yeah. I want to make sure everybody's ready for this. Number one, accept your situation as from the hand of God. Accept your situation as from the hand of God. You say, well, I don't like what I'm doing and I'm trying to get another job. Fine, but you don't have the other job yet, as if I understand it correctly. So accept your situation as it now exists, as God's will, as from his hand. Unless you're in some kind of a business that is morally impure, and we could list some of them, but I won't. You and the Holy Spirit can figure that one out pretty easily. But accept your situation as from God's hand. Notice what it says regarding the slaves. Do the will of God from the heart. That was God's will for them in that terrible situation. Do you have enough faith to believe it? Received an email from a friend who may be listening to this, who said that he was offered a job, he accepted, and then they withdrew the offer. That's not very nice. You accept it as from God. Now, how do you know whether or not you've accepted your situation from God? I'll give you a test. Can you give praise for it? Can you say, Lord, I thank you today that I am in a situation. I thank you for my boss. I thank you for my co-workers. In fact, it is important that you pray for each of them by name. I thank you that even though this isn't what I would have chosen, this isn't my preference, but here I am. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to do the will of God from the heart. Lesson number one, accept your situation as from the hand of God. And you know whether or not you have if you give praise to God. Second, never substitute, this is very critical, never substitute the lesser glory for the greater glory. Don't ever substitute the lesser glory for the greater glory. Now you and I are just alone together, enjoying a cup of coffee or possibly a cup of tea, and I'm looking into your eyes and you're looking into mine. I have a question for you. Is there something that you value more than the glory of God? It could be SPN. You're into sports. Football has its own glory. Baseball has its own glory. And it's possible for us to get so wrapped up in these things that we miss the glory of God. Sensuality has its own glory. But is it true in your life? Is it true in my life? And this message is being preached to me. much more than it's being preached to you. Is it really true that we do not accept lesser glory for the greater glory of God? We have no substitutes. When I was a little boy, my brother convinced me to give my small dime to him in exchange for his big nickel. And I thought I was getting a bargain. Money can be a substitute for the glory of God. I know you need it to live, and the more we have it, the more of it, the easier life becomes. I understand that. But at the same time, money, success, recognition, all of those can be more important than the glory of God. Do not ever accept a lesser glory for the greater glory of God. Now I gave you a word, praise, for the first principle. Let me give you a word for the second principle. It is the word surrender. There has to come a time in our life when we die. We die to our own ambitions. We die to our own things that we think we deserve. We have to die to our own desire to be well known or well accomplished or rich, because we say to ourselves that these are lesser glories and nothing can substitute for the glory of God. Well, my friend, perhaps you think that this message isn't very practical because you say, what is the glory of God? Well, the glory of God, my friend, is seen in our lives when we let God have his way, producing within us the fruit of the Spirit, leading us along in terms of our own decisions. We can see the glory of God in the forgiveness of our sin, for the acceptance that he has given us before his holy throne. And if you still have doubts, just think of people whom you know who have been converted out of sinful lifestyles, people in prison, some of whom are listening right now, other people who are experiencing all kinds of evils or have at least in their background. And now that they are saved, they struggle. But there's hope. There's glory there. There's appreciation for God's grace and his forgiveness. Conversion really does make a difference. But even after we're converted, we can still live for ourselves. So today, I hope that you've prayed the prayer, Lord, today glorify yourself in my life and do it at my expense. Pray that prayer consistently, and you'll begin to see your life change as your priorities begin to conform to the glory of God. I'm so glad that you joined us today, and in a moment you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. We are dependent upon you for your continued gifts and your prayers. Together we're making a difference. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of God's glory in our lifestyle. His fourth message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time, more of Dr. Lutzer's five principles. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.